Now on to interested parties, if the board is finished. Counselor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me first ask, and this is really directed to anybody on the panel, just so everybody's clear about this, where in any of the ordinances is tourism listed as a performance standard?
Is this the, Steve Hinton for council? Can I just, I'm not going to object, but I'm going to state that it's pretty clear that economic impact is fundamental to almost all of the performance standards, and tourism is the base of the economy for each of these businesses here. I think that can answer the question.
Well, I'm not interested in an argument with Mr. Hinchman, but I think the board understands my point about this. So, Mr. Economy, let me direct this specific question to you. In your handout,
yes,
you've got a figure one called thermal radiation hazard zone.
Yes.
And I can't put this up on the screen, but if the board could look at that, it's figure one in Mr. Economy's handout. And you draw a radius of 2,400 feet around the facility and identify your location as right at the edge of that, correct?
Yes.
Where did you get the 2,400 feet?
That came from James Fay's report.
All right. And did you listen to the testimony of Dr. Raj?
Yes, I did.
And are you aware that in his testimony, he made clear that the only conceivable and highly unlikely fire, the radiation hazard zone, is 148 feet?
Yes, I heard him say that, and I, what I also feel is that that's a issue that several people have different opinions about. So, you know, but you know, in whatever reports I've heard, we are in the hazard zone, a hazard zone, whether it's the the PSI blast zone or the thermal radiation hazard zone.
And do you understand what hazard zone means?
It means that there's a danger.
Well, do you understand that that's used to identify the area in which emergency responders need to be able to respond?
Well, what I read from that is that I'm in a hazard zone, so I'm facing a hazard.
Do you have any idea what the likelihood of the hazard is, the risk?
Well, you know, if I'm in my yard, and I'm fearful that, sure, maybe one in whatever, it's still a chance. You can't rule out the possibility that an accident could happen, or somebody might perpetrate a hostile attack on the tank as a terrorist. Things can happen like that, and we have to live with that.
Okay, so we're talking about risk, and there are lots of activities that involve risk, correct?
Yes.
Driving in your car, auto accidents, that's a risk, right?
Mr. Chairman.
Well, a 22 million gallon propane tank is a pretty big risk.
Well, how many people have been killed in car accidents since, say, 1980?
Well, that is a concern. I have concerns about not only the truck drivers and their possibility of having an accident, but I've seen many accidents on that Route 1 corridor going north on Route 1 towards where a tourist is just, looking at something on the side of the road and they rear end somebody or run into somebody. If they run into a tank truck, that could cause an accident. That would be an accident, and it could have some serious aftermath.
And you understand that the Department of Transportation determines there was no significant increase in traffic that would increase the likelihood of accidents connected with this project?
Well, some of this, I think you just have to look at it with some common sense.
And I agree with that, actually.
Jim, I'm going to ask you to, I understand the humor, I see it. Keep the mouths closed when you're laughing. Please, the one that's going, the cheers one way or another. And where are you going with this, Counselor? Have you reached your point yet?
Well, my point is that there is risk associated with a lot of activities. The risk Dr. Raj ascribed to this tank having any of the things that people are concerned about is lower than the risk of driving to Angler's Restaurant. So I think, and we will produce some more, you know, risk-based analysis for you in January, but I think people need to understand this concept.
I got a comment last night from the Buddy Hall's assessor that he had consulted with Good Harbor on some issue, and they had a different opinion about the risk that the tank will cause than Dr. Raj had.
I don't think you know that yet. And we'll hear from Good Harbor and we'll find out.
I think we'll be finding that when Good Harbor testifies on thing. And if you come up with some figures on risk, you'll do it with numbers. And now, Mr. McConomy, please. At this point, Chairman has the floor. When you come up with some numbers on the risk, that's the time to present them. And we're going on suppositions right now. You wish something else?